need you to bring me a pain pill.
Are you sending that to Dan?
Please.
I think Charles Hamilton may get it. That's a line from Gone with the Wind.
Was I hanging drapes or was I making clothes?
Anytime you hang drapes, you're just storing the fabric for your next outfit. And don't forget one of my favorite lines from Carol Burnett when she comes down in the bad curtain outfit. She says, well, I saw it in the window and I just had to have it.
Did you start watching The History of Comedy?
I've watched 1.5 episodes, but they're all living in my DVR.
Okay, they're really, really good. But like a lightning bolt, he just swooped right in and right back out. He's like a ghost. I think he might have died.
Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, because you went right from The History of Comedy to that. And I'm thinking, man, I got to see episode 3 if there's goats in it.
Not goats. Ghosts.
Both great.
Both great. Oh, no. You know I don't like goats.
Why not?
Freaky eyeballs.
There were multiple times in my youth when at petting zoos, goats knocked me over. Not just once.
Did they look you in the eye with their freaky eyeballs?
Well, this goat...
Have you looked in a goat's eye?
No, and let him steal my soul? Absolutely not.
Do you know what? Have you never looked at like goats' eyeballs?
Can we start the show? We really should begin. And we can talk about goats within the show.
But goats as in not goats. As in like greatest of all time.
Are you ready to hear from the man in the sky?
Yeah, I have more stuff to tell you about kickball. It harkens directly to why Presley and Judd were upset just now.
Okay, hold on. We'll get into all that, but first, this.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't want to stick my nose where it doesn't belong, but I'm getting the impression that things in your house are unsettled.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
We'll explore it after we hear from the man in the sky.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
All I mean is this. Well, first of all, welcome to Cake and Cookies, which is now becoming a weekly event. What?
I'm enjoying it.
It's fantastic. It is a weekly podcast to show via comparison that your life isn't that bad. Hi, I'm Cake, Rob Spiewak.
And I'm Cookie. Every time.
I like to change it up, you know, keep it fresh. Can we try it again?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Cake, Rob Spiewak.
And I'm Cookie, Katie Von Herman.
Perfect. Thank you to Mike and Oscar and Pony and the interns like Dan O'Brien who make this show happen on a semi-regular recurring basis.
The interns have nothing to do with what we do.
I know, but it's sarcasm when I say Dan O'Brien because he doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Oh.
It's just you seem...
I'm drawing pictures.
You see? That right there. You don't usually lose focus until at least 20 minutes into the show, and already you've lost focus.
It's not... No. I'm drawing pictures of goat eyes.
Oh, so I can see them?
Laser focused, Rob. Laser focused.
Understood. But also, Dan is playing kickball. He's not playing kickball. The dogs are barking because of kickball. It just feels as if the house is unsettled.
It is a little, yes.
Okay. And I don't mean that as anything against you. It's just the vibe I picked up on.
I have been a little restless, what with us not having really left the house in a month.
That's true, because you've been playing nursemaid.
So last week, Dan was feeling well-ish.
Better.
So we went and had a glass of wine together. We left the house, the homestead.
Uh-huh.
That was not a trip to a grocery store.
Were you blinded by that huge fiery mass in the sky?
Yes. I'm very pale. I kept my sunglasses. I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah, like Corey Hart.
Whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we went and had a glass of wine.
Big one.
That was nice.
Did you go see was it the artist bartender?
No, we haven't seen Jefferson. He's been working on the hummingbird, though.
Okay,
I posted a couple of things on my Facebook page.
Yes.
He did a live session. Like he was Facebook Live-ing.
Oh, okay. He did
what
a Facebook Live.
What do you call that? Facebook Live. He was live on Facebook.
You go on Facebook Live.
Okay. Well,
you should do it. It's fun. I've done it.
While he was painting. Now, Jefferson looks, well,
it's always good when you look well.
Unexpected, perhaps?
Are you saying he doesn't look the way you would expect him to look?
I don't know. Now, he grew up, like, out in a holler.
Okay.
And he went to SCAD. He's the same age that I am. He's almost 39, almost 40, something like that.
All right.
And he's gray. He's like salt and pepper hair,
mm-hmm.
which mine might be, but I color it too frequently to really know at this point.
And it's good when your hair is salt and pepper because otherwise it has virtually no flavor.
Zippy flavor.
Nothing.
Covered in tattoos.
Right.
Huge gray beard.
Okay, but why would I not expect this?
Well, when he was on the Facebook Live, he was wearing overalls and a sleeveless shirt, and like a Rasta type hat, and was playing I Shit You Not, and yes, you'll have to bleep that out.
Thank you.
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, was playing in the background.
Okay, that is unexpected. I'll give you that.
There was just so much going on. I didn't even, he's painting our bird. It was like
live
the
on the
last
internet.
Thing I was thinking of when I tuned into this thing.
He was painting your bird live on the internet. Huh.
Yeah.
So, but that's not why you're unsettled.
Oh, no. So, they had the first kickball, like a practice game.
People should know that later.
It doesn't count.
You should know that Dan is part of a kickball league that may or may not be featured.
A kickball league. I don't know what you recorded and what you didn't.
You'll hear more about it in the Easter egg. I'll just say that. But he's part of a craft brew kickball league that they play in the Sandnat Stadium.
Yes, but it's the Bananas now. But they play at Daffin Park at the stadium.
All right. And Dan is not well enough to play, but he's still a part of the team.
Yes. So he's going to his first foray back to, they have practice today.
Kickball practice.
Hey, some of these people, I told you, very fit. Our team.
I don't question their physical aptitude. I question that the sport is one that I would think wouldn't need a lot of practice.
I mean, they don't want to make fools of themselves.
They're already part of a craft beer kickball league. How far of a leap is it?
I think they also probably didn't want to hurt themselves, which is what happened in the first game. Why the dogs are all hoo-ha. There's a whole... Okay, Rob.
Was the first game a preseason game or was it a game that counted?
Preseason. Didn't count.
Exhibition
last
game.
Weekend.
Okay.
So, and this is at Daffin Park.
Right. Where the Bananas
it is
play.
Approximately 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Right.
We knew that the games had started at like 7. And we start getting on the group text, does anyone have any crutches?
And I said, I like to say it's your old buddy Rob a lot. And they said, no, no, no. Like a crippled person would have, like Tiny Tim.
Not a verbal crutch.
Not a verbal crutch. No.
Physical.
Yes. Under
tangible.
The arm, grab it and support that bum leg. Did you have crutches?
No. Shocking, actually.
That I know. In your house
everyone was pretty surprised that of all the people.
Anyone who darkens your door immediately starts falling apart. No crutches there. All I have is a motorized wheelchair.
Actually, Kyle and Laura did have a wheelchair.
That's excellent.
But
they're fun.
So what happened?
Wheelchair is not Kyle and Laura.
Sonny, who lives right beside us.
Hi, Katie. I used to be quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Not that Sonny.
Okay. I can keep hoping, though. It's not NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen. It's another Sonny.
So, a few years ago, I guess Sonny tore his calf muscle, and he was running, and he thought that he had retorn it. At any rate,
okay.
He really aggravated that old injury.
All right. Mm-hmm. By playing kickball at a craft beer
league. He lives next door. He has two dogs, Molly and Storm, and he can't walk them. His yard is not fenced in, so he'll like send us a text. Can the girls go in your backyard? And we're like, sure. So he'll like hobble the dogs
Buddy.
And let them go crazy in our backyard for a while.
And that drives your dogs crazy.
Well, yeah.
And that's why things are unsettled.
Unsettled.
Now, is the whole league a craft beer thing, or is it just Dan's team that drinks?
It's the whole league.
Okay. You understand how I could perceive that
Yes.
Okay.
That would be, you know what we should do? This should be our thing.
We should be the craft beer team.
Their team name?
Is?
Fireworks or gunshots.
Now,
and let me tell you why.
Another wasted opportunity to call a sporting organization the Savannah Guthries. Twice it's eluded me, but why do they call it fireworks or gunshots?
You've been in our neighborhood.
I have.
It's a nice, nice place.
But it abuts up to other neighborhoods.
It does.
Yep.
And at any given point, usually throughout the summer,
mm-hmm.
when people are want to be outside at night setting off fireworks.
Could be fireworks. I understand.
Could be gunshot. But yeah. As soon as you hear anything, like if you have like half a bit of a sense of humor about it, yes. we all like immediately open up Facebook and go to the neighborhood chat to see which asshat is going to post first. Fireworks or gunshots.
That sounds like a good game. So yeah. I'm glad that Dan is better. I'm glad that he's at practice.
By the way, it's their fireworks.
Of course. I didn't hear. I've twice been to your city and I've never heard a gunshot.
I have.
Don't say that.
Well, no, it was New Year's Eve and I guess there were people shooting guns up through in the air.
Hooray.
Dan and I were on the sofa and we're like, oh yeah, yeah. Those were gunshots.
Now, are they dressed in period costumes of the 1860s when they fire these guns?
No, that's like a musket. That's just like one round at a time.
Was this gunfire covered by local news reporter Colonel, I forget his name now. He was the man who ran the paper.
Slowpoke.
Colonel Von Slowpoke, that's right.
Colonel Von Slowpoke.
What concerns us here
but
at the Daily Register?
The next day, New Year's Day,
yes.
Erica on the other side of us next door,
yeah.
there was a bullet hole in her hood.
Hood of her car, hood of her jacket.
Car.
Okay, let's be specific. At the Daily Register, we always sweat the details.
We'll have
a new issue coming out in June, no later than August.
So that happened.
Well.
And that just goes to show you, just because you have access and you think it's like funnery. What goes up
must come down.
Why, yes.
I do believe it was blood, sweat, and tears that taught us that in the 1960s. Now, before we change our topic, I want you to choose what topic you'd like to address first. Citrus fruit or the question?
Oh.
Where shall we go?
The question.
The question it is.
No. WABC.
Will you entertain a question?
Okay.
Carrie and the kids are coming down per your invitation for spring break.
Yes.
And they were curious if one other could come with them. A four-legged friend.
Can Linus come?
Yes, that's her question.
Oh.
Now, I said that, you know, this has got to be, and I know that you'll be honest, and I know that you won't sugarcoat it and give me the polite answer because it's the polite thing to do. It's your home. You know your dogs. But I said the only way we can get an answer is if we ask. And the most entertaining way to ask is, of course, on a radio show. So I am asking you, what if she took Linus on the trip and brought him down to visit his cousins?
Now, for me, the answer is 1,000 times yes.
Of course. Of course. But?
For Dan, let's ask Dan.
Okay. But is he there or is he drinking beer? He's there?
No. There's no... We're not there yet.
Oh, we're not drinking beer yet. Okay. But you see, also, here's the thing. I'm not so sure that Linus has a 9-hour car trip in him.
I was going to ask you about that, too, because doesn't he get car sick?
No, he doesn't get car sick, but he's not at... It
nervous.
Takes him,
he gets nervous.
He gets serious.
He gets serious.
His ears go flat, and he gets very
Dan!
Serious.
Can you come here?
He sounded pretty close to the microphone, like he might have been waiting to be called in. Is he on his way? Tell me when he's on his way.
Are you on your way?
Oh, Danny Boy.
He's on his way.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, the patriarch of the Von Herman household, Colonel Dan Von Herman.
Slowpoke.
He's not a slowpoke. And he doesn't run a newspaper.
Yes, he is.
Well, but he's better every day. Every day.
He was Colonel Von Slowpoke even before.
Before there was a Colonel Von Slowpoke. Dan, how are you? You're looking well.
Thank you. I'm doing a lot better.
Okay, my first question for you, fireworks or gunshots?
Depends on the mood.
It does indeed. It does indeed. All right, so shall I ask him the question?
Why, yes.
Okay, you've been kind enough to allow my daughter and son and wife to be invited and plan a stay at your home over spring break, and we appreciate that very much. Carrie was wondering the feelings of the host if they were to bring along one more member of my family that has four legs.
I don't mind. You'd have to talk to Judd, though. I mean, he's...
Judd is the guy? What are you pointing at, Katie?
Because I know that he's against this in every way, and now he's pushing it off on...
On a character!
On Judd.
That's right. It's like having all of the business decisions at the Mike O'Mara show being decided by Mike as Morgan Freeman. So it's really not even a real decision. We're going to go to Katie pretending to be a dog now. Judd, are you there?
Hey, Mr. Rob.
Hey, Judd. I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be okay if when Miss Carrie and Mr. Robert and Miss Julia came down to visit you guys?
My girl?
They're going to come down and see you, yes, for spring break.
Mmm.
Should be fun.
I love my girl.
I can't come.
Oh, no, Mr. Rob.
But what if in my place we sent Linus?
I have to ask my mom and dad about that.
Who... Hey, Judd?
Yeah, Mr. Rob.
Who would be the final arbiter in that decision? Would it be mom or dad?
It'd be dad.
Yeah, I thought so. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go dig.
Yeah, go under the Judd shed.
Mm-hmm.
The Jed.
Not too fat anymore.
No, well, not if you've widened the holes. Have you lost weight? You look good.
Oh, thank you, Mister.
Mister. Lord. Katie, are you there?
I'm back. Please.
I don't know if
Let
you heard the.
Come back.
I don't know if you heard the conversation with Judd.
Oh no, no.
But he threw it back to you guys about whether Linus can come down.
Oh, he's a good boy.
He's a good boy, and Linus has been pet sat before in homes, and he behaves. Mm-hmm. So
he's a good boy.
It's up to you guys. Carrie's the one that has to deal with him in the car. By the way, the brand new car. So there's that.
I'm actually good with it.
I don't mind giving it a shot. I mean, Judd's been like 50-50 on dogs that have come by, whether he feels he needs to assert his dominance or not.
You know what? It, if nothing else, it'll be truly entertaining. I will explain the parameters to Carrie. Because like when... Linus goes up against, say, a frequent dog guest in our house, Sydney. Sometimes that goes very well. Sometimes it goes very entertaining.
I mean, at the very least, if it doesn't work out well, I mean, we can set Robert up with the blow-up bed out in the guest house, and him and Linus can stay out there.
We can't stick Robert out in the guest house. By
sure himself. You could. Absolutely you could.
He is a little boy. I love that.
Lots of room for him to run and dig. He'll be fine.
Robert?
Yes. All right. Let's leave this here because I think it is still up in the air. I sense some reticence, and I don't blame you. And I also don't think it's the best idea, and here's why. Because if something were to go horribly wrong, they're 9.5 hours, 10 hours sometimes away from getting him back home. And he's not a great car traveling dog, but it's up to Carrie. I mean, ideally, it would have him totally out of my hair for a week. That'd be great. No walks, yeah. No food, no nothing.
I bet the hardest thing to deal with is the fact that Judd will sleep with Julia no matter what.
Oh, I know. Well, Linus will sleep with...
That's just not even a question. I mentioned this to Julia, and she's like, that's fine. I love Judd.
Well, but you know, he will, maybe even at a distance, Linus will be even more of Carrie's boy. So that won't be an issue. He'll stick with her at night.
Okay.
So we'll talk about it. And that was the question. You had some worries about the question. That's the question.
That's not a bad question.
Yeah, but you were worried before you knew what it was.
I thought you were going to ask me to bring the Chubbix.
No.
That's a big question.
That would be great. Because you know what? The last thing we need is Judd asserting dominance over Kristen Chubbix.
So I am a little concerned. Are we done with Dan?
I think so. Unless you want him to hear the Lyme story. You want a panel for a sec, Dan, or are you good?
Go ahead. Can you panel?
Can you panel for a moment?
Mind hanging out?
Sure.
I'd like that. Thank you. Go ahead. You had something? Yeah.
Wait, what was I?
Did it have to do with Kristen Chubbix maintaining dominance over a dog?
So Carrie and the kids are coming down, and it is post St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, as every day after the 17th.
The city won't have been put back together.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
The Chubbix were here.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Remember, they came and because
they had a bad experience.
So, St. Patrick's Day was Thursday last year.
Yes.
And they came like that Saturday.
And the city was in ruins.
Yes. Disaster.
All right. We'll get to St. Patrick's Day in a second because I want to hear about it, because when you use that huge cup, Katie, and use both hands, it's really like doing a podcast with a toddler.
Got my name on it.
I know, but use both hands when you drink, dear. Use both hands when
you
drink.
I do have to use both hands.
It's a very big cup. All right. Let's do a quick topic change.
The Yeti.
Now, here's the deal. Last time we recorded was a week ago on Saturday, and I was urgent to get started, and finally Katie said, why are you in such a hurry? And I said, I've got things to do. I got to get over my mom. She has the Lymes, and I got to do this and this and this. And this was right before we started recording. So Katie went
through. That's when you start hitting all the buttons. You say that, and I was like, what do you mean she has the Lymes?
And then right away, I mean, I went right from that to, you know.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
And the show began. And so you did an entire 90-minute podcast under the impression that my mom had perhaps had a bad run-in with a tick and was suffering Lyme's disease.
The whole entire show, in the back of my head, I kept thinking, oh, my God, she's got Lyme's disease.
Because that's the last thing I said to you.
How could he just shut me down like that?
That's the last thing I said before the show. So we finally, you know, hit stop. We record a couple promos, and I said, okay, thank you. And Katie says, is your mom going to be okay? And I hadn't given it a second thought. I said, what? Yes. What? And she said, well, you said she has Lyme's disease. And I urge in my, and I said, no. She has Lyme's, because we went to Costco the day before and we each bought a bag of lemons and a bag of Lyme's, and then we split them. So we each have half of them. But my mom had all the citrus fruit. And the reason I had to go was I had to go to my mom's house because she had the Lyme's and I wanted to have Dark and Stormies. Or Moscow Mules. I forget what I drank.
Well, and the entire show in the back of my head, I'm like,
you're thinking that my mother is dying. Yes. Well, she's fine. Can she come and visit? She's not very good in the car.
She's more than welcome.
No,
I mean,
no, she'd have a good time. But no.
With her new affliction.
She hasn't any affliction. She's afflictionless.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I know. The whole world is a lie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dan, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
It's great to have you on the panel.
Always great when you panel, and we hope to have you back real soon. Congratulations on your recovery up till now, and continued feeling better and a successful. When is the first game of the season?
Next Thursday.
And everyone set your clocks, because I know we'll all be there. Tickets are still available for drunken kickball. Oh, is it frowned upon or is it illegal to play with a beer in your hand? Katie said it was just frowned upon.
It's frowned upon to spill.
It is encouraged.
But actually, when you're kicking?
Normally you put it down when you're kicking.
Yeah, when you're kicking, it's Katie.
It's the field, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have beer on the field.
No, of course not. That's,
that wouldn't be professional.
That's also the rules for the Orioles. No drinking on the field. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Love to watch him walk. You know, it's funny that we would actually play.
I'm just happy he can.
It's funny that we would play Danny Boy for him because that is one of the most famous Irish songs in the world. And what I found out with my first trip to Savannah is that it is ranked among like New York and Chicago for the towns to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And
yep.
Was this your first over-the-top St. Patrick's Day involvement, or have you done it before?
Haven't done it. Still haven't done it.
You didn't do it?
No, I had to work on Friday.
But Dan was up at 2 in the morning, wasn't he?
No. Okay, so here's what happened.
Yeah, tell me what happened for St. Patty's Day.
So the menfolk of our group of friends go down about 2 o'clock in the morning
to
and
hunt and
stake
gather
out their spot.
Do they hunt and gather? Are they hunters and gatherers? Because they're menfolk.
They do hunt together.
Of course they do.
So they go and like stake out the area on Lafayette Square where they go every year.
Is that like
the tent, put up the grills, put up lineup chairs.
Is Lafayette Square, now I know which square Lafayette Square is. It's one of the most picturesque squares in your beautiful city.
Yes.
Is that a beginning or ending point for the parade or?
It's towards the beginning.
Okay.
So everything sort of starts coming at you there.
Great spot to watch stuff go down.
Yeah. And cool. It turns right in front
of
you.
Okay. Nice.
So they go down about 2 o'clock, set up the grills, they start drinking.
Yep.
They do it for the kids. That's what they all say.
Love
we do it for the kids.
The kids love it. Of course they do.
Little tongue-in-cheek there, but yes. So they get everything set up, and then around 7 o'clock
a.m.,
the women folk and children make their way down.
Now, the children, do they take the day from school?
Oh, everything is closed down. There's no school on St. Patrick's Day.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's crazy. All right, go ahead.
Honestly, I found out last year, most offices and everything are closed down the day before and the day after.
Well, I can understand the day after.
Well, it's tough to maneuver, especially, you know, downtown. It's very tough to get around.
You know, for a town that has the reputation and the notoriety of Savannah, something that surprised me about it is it's a small city.
It is.
And
it is a very small, not big.
A parade will shut it down. It will.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of traffic, and it's easy to get from A to B. But you need that road because there's not, for example, folks that are listening in the Washington, D.C. area, there is no Savannah Beltway.
No.
There's no way to circumvent traffic. If you're going downtown, you're going into town. And so a parade that crosses the breadth of the city and goes through Lafayette Square will shut everything down, clearly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm learning a lot here, geographically even.
Women folk and children go down around 7. There's
yes.
a big breakfast and all kinds of fun. And then the parade starts. It's like 9 or 10.
Okay.
But people
have been drinking.
Usually over by 1.
People have been drinking since 2 in the morning.
Yes.
That to me is doesn't allow a lot of space between stopping drinking the night before and starting drinking the next day.
I don't think there's a pause.
Not even a ceremonial one?
Like no.
When you jump, like setting a clock back or something, or the dropping of a ball, some sort of ceremony?
No.
I don't know what it could be. The lowering of a pirate flag? They just...
I don't
so know. It is a... It's a pretty solid day of drinking.
Yes.
Okay.
So since Dan, not quite on the drinking wagon...
Yes, he's saving himself.
I was unable to get away... in the morning
right.
from work. And Dan, because he's on a crazy amount of steroids,
he didn't rage out?
No, he hasn't raged out yet, but I'm waiting for it.
Okay. Well, it's something to
look forward to. If anyone can push someone over the edge, it's me.
Yeah, it's true. So true. It's a coming. The rage is coming.
It's still early. I made him hang curtains with me.
If he got through
furniture,
if he got through hanging curtains on steroids without raging out, that's a pretty good thing. Or maybe he was able to hang them with a lot of power.
I don't know. I don't need a drill.
Roar! You go into the room and Dan is pushing nails into the wall. Chunk, chunk.
With his teeth.
Right. So that's good.
So
Dan's job was to deliver the women to the parade site.
He offered. He was like, let the women that live like right here, let them know I can give them rides down. And so I started out with, because they asked me if I was going down. I was like, sorry, I can't.
Can't, you're working.
Yeah. So, I was pretty upset. I even bought a green shirt.
I remember we discussed it.
Yes. So, Dan texts the women, hey, if you need a ride, I'm more than happy to take you down and pick you up. And they were like, you're picking up too?
Well, that's the important part.
That's when it was like, oh, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Because a couple of them had the idea that they would ride their bikes down.
Probably a great idea before.
But there's no riding your bike back.
Well, there's a lot of bobbing and weaving.
There's no riding the bikes back.
I imagine what could have happened is they could have gotten on the bike after the parade and put a good 15, 16 miles on the bike and they'd still be in Lafayette Square because it's a square. They would just keep turning left.
Yes. Say,
I don't know, but this all looks familiar. Awfully familiar. But the pickup is great.
Yeah. So, and Dan, he was like, what else have I got to do?
He's still
unemployed and not totally well, so it's, you know.
But you know what they say in Savannah? On St. Patrick's Day, everybody's unemployed.
Yes.
So he felt part of it. It was good.
I haven't seen Dan that happy in a month.
That day, his name was Dan O. Van Herman.
He was so happy. He's like, he had a purpose.
Yeah, he had something to do.
Women and children.
Any tipping?
No, I don't think so.
No tipping? That's sad.
I'm not going to make the joke either.
The tipping would have happened if he had had them on bicycles.
A boom.
She's down again. She's down.
One of our friends did have a bike accident on the way back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're new. They've only lived in Savannah for a couple years.
They're new.
They don't know better to not ride back.
Yeah, so. You can ride there and then call it. Just make it a day and that's fine.
Yes. So then there was an after party.
And where was that?
Stephanie's house.
And Stephanie is on your street?
Nope, she's the street over.
Okay, very nice. But is she runs with your crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And how was the after party? Was it traditional corned beef, cabbage, and green beer, that sort of deal?
There was two people made corned beef and cabbage. I did some cabbage, took some gluten-free brownies.
Why?
Dan, everything is
gluten. Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
I forgot he's got that made-up disease now.
Those brownies were really good, though.
Did you replace the gluten with another ingredient?
I didn't make the brownies.
Like some wicked bud?
What?
These
in my crock pot, man.
Hold on. I need to pause.
No, what happened? Rob's having a fit.
I need to pause and cough. I've been coughing since September 3rd, okay? And I'm just...
Pause and cough.
Pause and cough. My name is Senorita Pause and Cough. Of the Madrid Pozenkovs. Don't you see? He lives up there in Chateau Pozenkov. So the gluten-free brownies were pot brownies, right?
Of course.
You got so high.
I was wasted.
Wasted out of your head, out of my skull.
So that was about 3 o'clock. We all went over to Stephanie's.
So even when you worked, you worked a full day until three.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you check?
I still had my. I took my stuff with me.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's known as the Bob Spiewak method. Frequent checking of your email.
And then.
Do you need to pause and cough?
That was about until seven.
Okay.
And then everyone came back over this way because Stephanie's husband is a Savannah police officer. Actually, he's a detective, but everyone is on duty.
Detective? Does he wear a Sherlock Holmes hat? Big pipe?
No, but he has these big plastic glasses, and he loves a nice crocheted jumper. So
what was he detecting? Well, he wasn't detecting any pot, was he?
No, they're all on duty all week, like all around St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not going to laugh at the phrase on duty.
Thank you.
I'm much too mature for all that. That's my
but,
deal.
But he had just a few hours off to get some sleep. So when he got off of his patrol
shift,
we all left so he could take care of us appropriately.
He came back to your house?
No. We went across the street to Kyle and Laura's. I wanted people to come back here, but everyone just naturally goes to Kyle and Laura's.
Well, they have seniority.
Well, yeah. And I mean, they're just, their kids were with the grandparents.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
I mean, everyone just kind of winds up there.
It happens.
I don't mind. I don't have to clean up.
That's true. So. That's true. Although it is sometimes nice to have people end up at your house because when the night is done, you're home. You know what I mean?
There was that. And then also, Kyle had been drinking what came down to like almost 2 days straight.
Kyle. Poor Kyle.
And, had been awake for like 2 days straight and been drinking for like
most
half
of
that time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. If he had, let's say he had a glass of wine with dinner, let's just paint a picture that could have happened. If he had a glass of wine with dinner on the 16th and then went on through, he's begun drinking again at 2 a.m. and it is now the evening. It's a day and a half of drinking.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's too much, Kyle. Relax. Cut it out,
that's
Kyle.
What people do. No, he's not. He was not alone in that journey.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not accusing him. It's not like he was sitting in a darkened room under a radio transmission tower drinking by himself. He was socially drinking.
So
on Sonny a holiday,
with his crutches, got the fire pit going because it was a little chilly.
Sure, it is that time of year.
Got the fire pit going, and then Kyle and Laura and two other people, I can't remember their names. I don't really know them. They were
Did
going,
anyone
they
know
decided
them?
They wanted to go downtown.
Did anyone know them, or were they party crashers?
No, they were friends.
Okay, I'm just checking. Because, sometimes there's
a
fire
pit.
They
were friends of Kyle and Laura.
Okay, Kyle on the crutches. No, Kyle the drinker.
Sonny is
Sonny's on the crutches.
Everyone's a drinker.
Not like Kyle. Kyle could teach a class.
No.
I'm kidding, Kyle. You know I've always loved you best. Kyle, you're my favorite.
So they decide they're going to go downtown, and that's when Dan and I were like, that sounds good. Now, mind you, these people have been drinking all day.
We've only been hanging out. When will you see Kyle next, do you think?
Huh?
When will you see Kyle next?
They're out of town this week for spring break.
When he comes back, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell Kyle that he's my favorite.
Okay.
Don't explain. Don't say anything. And don't even explain who I am, just in passing. Oh, Kyle, I have a friend, Rob, and he says that you're his favorite. And then walk away. Just walk away. Now
I can do that.
That'll be great. Now
I will do that.
I'm sorry to drop that in, but at the moment, it seemed very important that I convey that thought. So these party crashers came in,
They're
drank all your
crashers.
Liquor, ate all your pot brownies, and said, "We're going downtown."
Pot brownies.
I know. Because there's a police officer there, and he wouldn't allow that. Unless he was a member of the gluten police.
Whoop whoop.
That's their siren. Whoop whoop.
It's the gluten siren.
So, you know, these girls that you don't know, but they belong.
No one actually, they didn't make it out.
They didn't?
So at this point, it was about 8:30.
Okay.
So Dan and I are like, this isn't going to go well. I am not going downtown. So we just came home and went to bed. Now, mind you, this was a big day for Dan.
Because he was socializing.
He was up and about.
Moving,
driving
grooving,
people around.
Picking like up,
being
dropping
designated
off.
Driver Dan.
That's right. The Triple D.
Happy Dan. Yeah.
Triple D. Designated Driving Dan.
Yes.
Is he? Does he lean on his horn a lot when he drives?
No.
Beep, beep. Get out of the way.
I have been known to toot my horn.
Yes, we've all heard you.
Dan does not like it when I use the horn.
Oh, the kids hate when I do the horn. And I'll do it sometimes just for fun.
You might find this surprising, Rob.
What's that?
I am sometimes a bit of a backseat driver.
Well, that's because you're not tall enough to legally sit in the front seat. It's a safety issue. You're back there in your Katie safety seat in your car. Buckled in.
It's just a booster. I don't have to have the four-port harness
right. That's
anymore.
Right. That's right. Just your booster. And you turn left. Turn left. So Dan is not an aggressive driver.
No, it's a known thing that Dan does not have a very good sense of direction.
Okay.
And he cannot merge. But he hates it when I say that.
It's, you know, not only have we discussed this, we've turned it into a promo. Dan can't merge promo.
I know.
But, you know, he's made it this far.
I don't want to ruin the day. I'm telling you, though.
Silence is foo. I won't say a thing. But I will say this.
On the brink.
He's done a good thing by moving to Savannah. It's not a very merge-rich environment.
No, he does. He's much better here.
Yeah. If you are on the Beltway or the Route 66 or the 95s, that corridor, a lot of merging.
Lots.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've got him into a safe area. It's kind of like throwing all the alcohol out of an alcoholic's house. You've taken Dan and you've put him in Savannah.
The problem.
That's right. Put him in a small town. He's fine. He can really prosper.
So he was designated driver. Dan was very happy, but it was a big day for him.
Why does he not like to toot the horn?
I don't know.
I have
actually found myself saying, use your horn.
I was delighted when I heard the horn on the new car that we got. Because
is it a good one?
It is, because the Soul's horn was kind of like, It was the horn on the Kia Soul sounds like a child asking for help when it doesn't even really need help. There's no urgency. It's just help, help, help. And the Sorento is like,
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the horn. There's I like it. I like it. Get out of my way. I like it. I'm back here. I like it. The Sorento horn sounds like a General Motors horn, like a two-tone. Oh. Yeah, nice. Very nice. But I will lean on the horn sometimes to annoy the children. I will play the horn along with songs on the radio.
Oh, see, don't, you can't over-toot.
Just ask my gastro guy. Or as
no,
the Germans call it.
You become obnoxious.
Well, but not if you're not like in traffic. If you're just cruising down the road and
it's not safe.
It's some would say it's safer because it's allowing people to know you're coming.
Oh God.
No, I don't do it a whole bunch, but I have. You've never hit your horn in like rhythm to a song on the radio?
I mean, maybe in the driveway.
Oh, that's where I wouldn't do it. Because that's like a closed in spot. You know, you're all around your neighborhood. It's best to be done on what they would call a medium to large artery.
But there's other cars around. It's dangerous.
You're just letting them know you're there.
No, you're being an asshat by playing your horn along with the radio.
But what if it's a really good song?
Just sing along, Rob, like normal people.
Sometimes I need more. Sometimes I need to sing and play my horn. And drum on the steering wheel. I do it all. It's like having Glenn Miller.
I can totally drum along on the steering wheel. I have no problems with that.
Cool. Okay. Well, then I'm glad we've reached an agreement. We did, didn't we?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
I have to stop beeping my horn?
Yes. So we ended the day just hanging out, watching some TV.
Friday Night Television. Did you watch Shark Tank?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Never seen that show.
Never. It's pretty good. It's not about sharks, you know.
I've watched it several times,
and I've never seen even any sort of wildlife, except for Barbara Corcoran. She's a bit of a cougar. What?
Very little salt water.
None. Almost none.
No taffy to be found.
Search all day. There will never be any taffy on Shark Tank. So, that was your St. Patrick's Day. Did you wear your green shirt at all?
I sure did.
Good for you.
And I looked adorable.
And of course, that goes without saying. I didn't even ask that question.
No, it was a really, really, it was a really fun time.
Excellent.
And it wasn't too much.
Right.
As one could.
You can overdo it. You can overdo it.
And no one was like annoying.
Drunk
people, no one was just annoying or anything like that. It was great. It was a really good time.
If you look around a party and no one seems annoying, you might be the annoying one. I don't think you were. I'm just saying it has been said.
Oh.
You didn't feel the need to apologize to anyone, did you? You have a pretty good finger on the pulse of what goes on. You would know if you were annoying.
I think I'm too paranoid. I think I would have known.
You would have known. I got yelled at on St. Patrick's Day because no one on the show wore any green whatsoever. And Mike was not pleased because he's Irish. I don't know if you knew this. Mm-hmm. But it has come up in conversation. No one wore green. Intern Adrian almost wore, it was sort of aqua, but we all decided it didn't count because it was like part of almost a Hawaiian print. So we didn't get, so no one wore green. And then we did the show and then I went.
Did Mike?
Mike, yeah. Oh, yes, of course. Mike, okay. Mike actually did something very cool. He has the Boston Red Sox hat that they wear on spring training on St. Patrick's Day that's green. He wore that. Yeah. So he nailed it. I mean, he's very good at being Irish. He's much better at being Irish than I am at being Polish, which I also am. But I'll eat the sausage. I'll eat the Polish sausage, the sausage of my people.
Good stuff.
The kielbasa. I'll have pierogies. But Mike is very good at being Irish.
I see the cabbage that I made. I didn't want to say it, but I did kielbasa and cabbage.
That's excellent. Oh, God. That sounds great.
Because I knew two people were making
corned beef.
And I was like, cabbage. But I didn't want to just make cabbage, although I did save some aside.
Yeah.
Because there were two vegans. So I made some.
Did you call
cabbage that didn't have any?
Did you call the vegan police?
Whoop, whoop.
They hang out with
whoop, whoop.
With the gluten police. Did you put how much pot did you put in your cabbage?
What?
I'm sorry, I got that wrong. How much cabbage did you put in your pot? That's what I meant to say.
I put it. It was in the crock pot.
That's right, where the soccer ball is. Kickball.
The kickball.
8 hours on low will give you the tenderest, most succulent kickball you've ever had. But that's not why I brought you here. After the show, I zipped quick like a bunny. Over to my mom's house because
you're taking care of her because she has Lyme disease?
Yes, because she was covered with ticks. So we got there. And as explained in great detail on the Mike O'Mara show this week, I had to put a rug under the foot of her bed and also under a cedar chest that's at the foot of her bed.
Who lifts and who zhuzhes?
Well, here's the deal. Because there was a cedar chest between me and the bed, to lift the bed, I was like 2 feet away, which put all the pressure. I had to lift with my back.
Ooh.
So I said, I tried it and I said, we can't do this. So what we did is I lifted and then because I didn't have it, although I would have used it if I had had an option, an automobile jack, I lifted the bed and then we jammed books under the rails so the books would stay up and then we could position it and then remove the books. So it wasn't a matter of being able to hold the bed up. It was lift the bed, suspend it with books, put the rug in, then take the books out and lower it. It was actually quite ingenious.
Okay.
But ever since we did that, her mattress wasn't sitting right in her bed frame. And she said, something is wrong. It's not nesting right. You need to come look at it. And I said, I'll come on Friday. And we went over there, and it's a sleep number bed. I had never.
I just want you to sit on the edge of it, and the whole thing crashes,
and the whole house fell down.
All I want in the world.
Now I had never.
I couldn't keep it in anymore. I was just like, oh, when's it gonna happen?
I regret to inform you, this never happened. It is.
Dang it!
I had to look at it very carefully because I had never seen a sleep number bed before. Now, they're a grand sponsor of the Michael Mara Show for many years, and yeah. I got a chance to actually lay on it. I'll tell you this later. It's amazingly comfortable, but the top left part of it didn't feel like it was in place. So okay, we started okay. to pull the. It comes apart in pieces. There is a mattress layer. There is like a foam layer. Then there is the inflatable, almost like bladder that is used to change your sleep number and the firmness of the mattress. And we finally get down. And what happened is when the bed had been assembled by my stepfather, Dave, the rails were screwed in. The horizontal, of course they're horizontal. What are they going to be, vertical? No, but the-
like, I honestly do not understand anything that you're saying okay. right now. I'm just waiting.
So understand, we got all the bed stuff out of the frame, right? And then
okay.
there's slats that hold that stuff in the frame, right? That run lengthwise. Now, when yes. Dave had assembled the bed originally, he had put the slats or rails in with little screws, but they had stripped. So instead of the screws holding to the side of the bed frame, they were almost just like pegs. You know, they slipped in and they didn't hold it.
Okay.
So
okay.
when we lifted the bed to put the rug under the foot of the bed, one of the rails had come undone. Up. Okay. So I said, well, this is easy. And I looked at it and I said, let's get some wood screws that have some teeth to them that will hold.
And
reattach all your rails. You'll be solid as a rock because even the ones that were still in place still had a little bit of play because they weren't screwed in tight. And this was okay. all because Dave probably used an electric screwdriver when he assembled it and went, and then it got all the way to the bottom, and then he went for about 75 or 80,000 more revolutions. So there's nothing there, just, you know, a hole. So I do all this, but to do that, we had to remove the hose that connects to the sleep number bladder, right? And so the mattress gets very flat because there's no air in it because part of the bed is an inflatable deal. You follow?
Okay, so yes.
Okay, so we put everything back together. The thing is solid as a rock. It's fantastic. But when we put the mattress back, there are two concave dips because the mattress, the sleep number is at zero. There is no air in the sleep number whatsoever. And I said, well, we need to reinflate this. And so we turn it on to the sleep numbers, and my mom says, hold it, wait. Yes. There's written on one of the sleep number controllers, you must be laying on your sleep number bed when you adjust your sleep number.
I said,
okay, well, let's.
Okay, so that's how it really is. Like an 80 for somebody might not different. Be an 80 for somebody right. else.
So she lays down and puts her number in, and we start hearing, because it's inflating. And then she puts the other sleep number on the other side, and she says, well, I can't lay on both at once. I said, I know. I don't expect you to, you know, violate the rules of matter. You can't be two things at once. She said, lay down so we can inflate this bed. So we're both laying on the bed, and it's inflating, except it's it's going really slow because what we realize is that you have to do each side individually, so every time we each put in a sleep number, it turned off. Now, I don't know if this is...
Oh, because is there just one hose and like two bladders?
I don't know, but I spent a long time just laying on the bed waiting for something to happen, and very low, because there's no air in it.
Not the first time I've
said that. Yay! 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 Anyway, we eventually figured out that you can inflate it without laying on it. What they want you to know is that to know how it feels, you need to lay on it while it inflates. See what I mean? It will inflate without you laying on it, but I just spent a lot of time laying on a bed waiting for something to happen, as you said. And I was dazzled by the comfort of the sleep number bed. I had never laid on one before.
You want one now, don't you?
Really bad. So yeah.
Really bad.
Really bad. Because now I know how to assemble it. I can do it.
Well, I mean, if you know how to put it together, that's half the battle.
That is maybe even 2/3 or 16/33.
I was going to say, well, Carrie doesn't have problems sleeping, but with your sleep issues.
Couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt. Anyway, so yeah, had to take apart the bed, and it was weird laying on the bed that had the sleep number of 0. It was like climbing into a well. What's the matter, boy? Where's Rob? Did Rob fall in the well? Rob fell in the well.
So, oh, no.
But here is the best part of the story is that as a thank you gesture, my mother went with me to the liquor store and bought me a bottle of Crown. Now, that's a mother what loves and knows her son.
To have with your limes.
That's right. And I got those too. And it was great. You know what it is? You know that you have a good time with someone, whether it's a relative or just a friend, if you can walk around a liquor store and look at all the pretty bottles and say, I like that. That's nice. My mom and I had a nice trip to the liquor store. That doesn't sound too twisted, does it?
No, not at all.
No. You know who would like to do?
I like to wrap up a nice day.
Sure. Just strolling. Where? Down at the park? No, the liquor store.
No. I don't stroll at a park. I stroll in a liquor store.
Look at that vodka. It's shaped like a skull. That's nice.
77.
That's the Dan Aykroyd stuff.
Yes, exactly.
New York City.
I'll do another one.
Getting to know.
Hey, we've reached that time.
Getting to know.
Goat eyes!
Hold on.
They're not there yet, Rob.
Let me see your picture. I'm going to put you full screen. Hold on. Just everyone cool it. Wait a sec.
Goat.
No, those are like eyes. Those are like
their
cat eyes.
Yes, they are. Their pupils are rectangles.
No, I disagree.
The hell? That's not something you can disagree with. This is a fact.
I can disagree with that. Okay, I'm going to Google goat eyes live, yeah. Live on the radio.
You do it.
All right, hold on.
I'm telling you.
Pad for a second.
It's crazy, those goat eyes. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I know I'm right.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
They're rectangular.
Yes. What a bad-looking mammal.
I told you. They're creepy.
Now, hold up your picture again.
They're going the wrong way.
Yeah, you blew that, but...
I did.
But, well, just turn it that way.
That doesn't work either.
You're right.
Right, but they're...
Wow. All right. My most sincere apologies.
Thank you.
I don't care for that at all. I don't know why I'm apologizing.
I don't know if there are other animals that have eyes like that, but man.
Two or three people at the St. Patrick's Day parade in Savannah.
First thing that, so other than the images that pop up,
right.
The first article that pops up, August 10th, 2015, Washington Post article.
That's what I looked at.
Oh, yes. Okay. Great. Why do photos. Goats have those freaky eyes?
Got them freaky
goats have
eyes.
The worst eyes.
Okay. All right. Now, can we answer some questions now?
Okay.
Are you up for that? Let me jingle and we'll do it. We'll pretend that whole thing didn't happen, except it did, because I left it in.
Beautiful music on KNBR, San Francisco.
Getting to know you.
Pretty.
Getting to know all about you.
As you well know, we love to entertain questions on Cake and Cookies.
Do you know what I hate?
What?
Asshats that ask the same stupid question each time.
Every week, the same ones, right?
I know.
You want to call anyone out by name?
I don't, there is someone that I would.
Yes?
And I won't mention their name because I don't like them.
That is...
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
I do.
I know you do.
I know,
but
there's...
You know what?
What?
Cake and Cookie listeners, don't get too comfortable because there is one of you out there that I cannot stand.
And guess what? I'll tell you something else, folks. We are not above totally cutting you out of the process. We will block you and we will make it impossible for you to download the podcast. How about that? Can we do that?
I don't think we can do that.
I mean, we could look it up. This name always goes to the toppermost of the poppermost because I love hearing from Jimmy Cerrito.
Always.
Jimmy Cerrito writes, any idea where I left my car?
Dude, where's my car?
I don't know. It'll be okay. It'll
that was
be okay.
A movie. Dude, where's my car?
That's right. That's exactly right. And it had, what's his name? Kelso from That 70s Show. And Sean William Scott is his name, maybe? He's a three-name guy. And dude, where's my... Look it up. Anyway, Jimmy, look behind the bar. Look behind the bar. Or at the fire station. Or the public lot. Could be any of these places.
I feel like those would be the first places he would look.
But you know what? He's a smart man. He might be overthinking it. Jimmy, I hope you find your car because it has that cool Buffalo tag on it. Heather Martin writes, CNC devotees know how you feel about your dogs. What's the strangest question you have ever asked your pups? Smooches to you both. Now, to someone who is new to the show, the fact that people talk to dogs is something that is not only so common to me. I do ask questions to my dogs. I do.
Yeah.
My dog, I should say, and you have dogs. Do you ask them questions? And by the way, you should know, folks, we don't expect to get an answer. We just ask them questions.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't expect to get an answer. What are some questions that you ask them?
Other than like, do you want to go outside or go for a walk?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are pretty, I will ask them a lot of times like, where's Robert? What's he doing? What's Robert doing? What is Robert doing? A lot of the questions are really just fuel to make him tilt his head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then that totally gives me, so.
What time do you think Julia will be home? Like he's going to look at a watch? Watchdog.
About 3:30.
10 o'clock curfew, Dad.
So, Dan and I both do this. If the dogs are just acting a fool outside.
Yes.
We get them to come in. We'll give them their treat.
Uh-huh.
And then we make them go apologize to the other one. So I'll be like, you go tell your dad you're sorry. Go find him. Go find your dad. You tell him you're sorry. But they will go find the other one.
We held off on getting a dog for a long time, and I knew I would love having a dog. I had no idea how much and how important it would be. It was totally, totally underestimated by my part. If you are even on the fence about going out and rescuing a dog, do it. Because it's like the greatest. A dog is so great. You have a mammal living in your house. A sweet little guy. And every day I come home and he looks at me as if to say,
"So happy.
Oh my God, I can't believe it, Dad. Every day for the last 5 years, you've come home and you did it again today. I have no reason.
This is the best day ever.
I thought today would be the day you didn't come home, but you came home. It's great. And then he runs and brings me a sock.
Hey, Mom, I swear, I thought you were never going to come back.
I will come home and he will look at me squinting because of his design flaw that his tail is too long. And when he really wags it, it'll hit him in the face. And so Linus is squinting because he keeps getting hit in the eye by his tail, but he's so, so happy. So yeah.
The best part about Judd when he gets really excited, he wags too hard. So like the whole back half of him.
Yes.
Goes crazy.
He's like twerking.
Wait.
Oh, I didn't know there was Mo.
You like bring me to something really important. I was actually going to talk to you about it off the air, but I figure why not?
Okay, bring it.
I know that I say this all the time, but for real, I think that the Von Hermans need to add one. I think it's time.
Another dog?
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dan?
Another beagle?
Do you even hear what I said?
Nope. Let's discuss this on the next episode with him. He needs to be in on it. And you know what?
I think it's time. Oh, can I tell you? Can I get my...
I also think that Carrie should be a part of that discussion.
My reasons?
Yeah, please. Enumerate.
Right now, so Dan is unemployed.
Right.
he's starting to feel a little bit better. Well, there's actually, I have two reasons. One, and I said this when we got Presley, and then again when we got Judd. Yeah. I subscribe to the Mike O'Mara
newsletter.
Yeah,
it's
that
a good one.
Great.
It's an actual 4-page full color pamphlet. Comes out every 2 weeks. The Mike O'Mara newsletter. No, you subscribe to a Mike O'Mara theory.
Yes.
That
when you're down and out, get a dog.
I think it's a grand idea. I'm not sure that's a Mike thing though, because
it's proof that's how they wound up with Beluga.
No, they got
left Atlantic City
with money though. I think they had won. I think it was a celebration dog.
No, they didn't have. They'd lost everything. He was way, 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 way up.
Oh, okay.
And then.
Well, I guess then all we can root for is for Dan to hit rock bottom, and then you can.
I thought he already did.
He's better every day.
I made him hang drapes.
Let's answer another.
So, anyways, he's home. I think a baby is. A little one, a little tiny nugget. I need it so bad. And how they smell. And
okay, we can't get into this right now. But
why?
I do want to, because he needs to be a part of it and Carrie needs to be a part of it. But
he
also,
he always says no, but I don't think he understands. I really mean it this time.
Don't you know that if Linus comes down for spring break and it goes well, that's going to be your biggest chip?
But we watch other people's dogs all the time.
But Linus is special.
Okay.
What if when you got down there and Linus took a nap and you went to pet him and say good boy and he opened up his eyes and they were goat eyes?
Oh, no. Demon dog.
So keep in mind, that's a possibility too. I can sometimes not tell what. If a question on our Facebook page is dedicated to you or to me, I think this one might be for you. I don't know. How often do you shave your head?
It's seasonal.
I agree. Looking good today though.
Thank you.
Very good. I just do it to control the gray. I about twice a week for those who care or are interested, knowing that if I go much longer than a week, it's too long for me to blade shave it, and then I have to go to a barber shop because it'll jam up the blade.
Does Harry's, the shave club?
Oh yeah, it's the best. Oh, their razors are amazing.
Do they have those? Have you seen the? It's four bald men razors.
No, I've not. They don't need
it. It actually like fits over like your finger.
Oh, I've seen that, but you know you don't need that because a Harry's razor is so well designed. Mm-hmm. It also it stays sharp for about 150,000 uses. It's perfect. I do, and for those of you who care, I put my chin down, all of them, onto my chest, and I shave the back like about halfway up, and then mm-hmm. the sides, and then the top. That's how I do it.
How do you? Okay, so
something you should know.
How do you control the mess? Because Dan has the beard all the time, and yeah, not all the time, but.
It's not messy. You just
Dan in 2 weeks will have a really big beard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not. This is when you're shaving. It's like the hair is in the shaving cream. You just rinse it. It's not like trimming a beard where you have loose hair.
Oh, okay. Because that is a whole thing.
I hate it when
he shaves his beard because there's no way to control it.
I know. And then he looks less like Lincoln. And you've got that fetish.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Yeah, baby. Mike Ogden writes, what's your favorite song for karaoke? Which, by the way, is Japanese. It means empty orchestra.
I cannot karaoke.
Why? You can sing.
I freeze up.
Really?
Yeah. I've tried twice. Three times. I've tried three times and I freeze up.
That shocks me. I thought you would be excellent at it.
One would think. There's been two times where I've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Mike O'Mara karaoke show.
Right. That's right. We did Islands in the Stream, did we not?
That was terrible. That was really bad.
It
but
was,
no,
it was
I did
fun,
It had to be you.
Okay, the version from When Harry Met Sally was Harry Connick Jr., world's worst talk show host.
And also A League of Their Own.
Yes.
When mm-hmm. Marla Hooch sings it.
That is funny. I remember
but,
that.
I like froze up. I was like, I can't. And you started me off and I was like, oh, okay, I got this. And that's when I like grabbed the microphone and stood up.
See, that's perfect. That's cool. That's cool. My favorite.
I just have to, someone has to start me.
Yeah. It pushes you in the right direction.
And then the other one was I did, Can't Hurry Love with my friend Sarah.
Oh, like the Supremes, the swinging Supremes.
Yes, the Supremes.
Jeff Malk writes, oh, no.
What's your go-to karaoke song? I don't have one. I'm bad.
Odd choice. I like very much to do Beyond the Sea, Lazy River by Bobby Darin, but I'll do most of any of Bobby Darin's catalog. Love Mac the Knife, love Beyond the Sea. I will sometimes, if I've had enough, I will do Bossa Nova Baby by Elvis Presley, a particular favorite. And then if I've had enough to drink, I'll just do anything.
I have heard you on a day where, from what I understand, you nearly died.
Oh, the road trip to Iowa.
In Graceland. Oh, you've got two.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you, it was Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I was on a flatbed truck singing Burning Love.
Hunk a hunk. And during the show, you can hear you're going for it.
Oh, I mean it. I definitely mean it.
But weren't you like in a full polyester Elvis suit and it was like 100 degrees outside and you almost had a heart attack?
Yeah. And there was many details. There was a lot of.
You wound up sitting on an ice cooler, like an ice chest.
And you know what? You never look. Here's a rule. You never look good sitting down in a jumpsuit. Like if you were to ever see Elvis in a chair, it looks, you just go.
That's a very good point you have.
Yeah. So I think if I'm remembering right, and the details are deservedly hazy, it involved a hangover, extreme mm-hmm. heat, karaoke of Burning Love, Zima.
And police.
So yeah, that happened, as they say.
Now, what I never managed to score a copy of the Mike O'Mara Show DVD of your road trip to Iowa, but I have heard tale that did you all stop at some point and karaoke?
Well, the story is this, and if it's still available.
Is it on the DVD?
Oh, there are extras.
Or is this just like somewhere? No, Am I making stuff up?
There is a disc of extras that is largely like we all filled our phones up with video. The videographer filled his camera. He ran out of space because what happened is we were on our way back from Iowa and we overnighted in Cleveland, which is a terrific city. And there was a karaoke bar there called, I think it was the Sly Fox or the Mad Fox, Sly Fox. And we were having dinner in the hotel and we asked the waitress, we said, is there anything to do around here? And I said, like maybe karaoke. And she says, well, Sly Fox has karaoke. And I went into a bar that was the size of a big bar, you know, not just like a neighborhood tavern.
But it's like a huge space that probably wasn't intended to be a bar, but they've got this giant.
Yes.
Yes. I know exactly. I swear to you, it's like an Ohio, maybe just sort of a small town.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
thing of, oh, hey, we've got some space here.
Let's put it in a bar. So we go in there and there's like six of us. And there's a bartender and there's a karaoke jock. And
okay,
that's it.
Mike, you, Oscar, videographer.
Yeah, and I believe it was RJ and Mark at that point.
Okay.
And so this is a huge stage with lights and a fog machine. I mean, a really happening karaoke setup, and we're the only ones there. And us sing all night.
They were like, earlier in the night, we're not going to put out the karaoke stuff tonight. There's just no one's out here tonight and everything. Oh, well, now these boys came in here and they want to do some karaoke. And so let's go ahead let's get the fog machine going, Gina.
It was an all night thing to a point where, and I'm pretty sure this happened before the night was out, I was behind the bar pouring.
What?
They had put out a new thing. It was
Jaina went home.
I think it was called Red Stag, which is a cherry infused Jim Beam bourbon that they had like a spigot for.
Were there still employees there?
Yes, we never ran the bar, but I got everyone in their life has had the worst hangover of their lives. I think I might be the only one that the worst hangover of your life has been captured in full color video and sold to fans. Exactly. So anyway, if you ever pick up your copy of the Mike O'Mara road trip to Iowa, the next morning was the worst hangover of my life.
And you were in an RV with all of these gentlemen. Is that the time that you and Oscar wound up taking a nap together?
Spooning.
But big spoon, little spoon.
Oh, I was a huge spoon.
Okay. Oscar does seem like he would just go for the little spoon.
Yeah, it was not a great day. It was like...
I can't imagine being wickedly hungover.
I mean, bad.
And in an RV.
It was bad.
How bad was it?
I mean, just thinking about it right now makes the area, the triangle between my eyes and my nose, this little region.
Right there.
There's a pressure. The pressure has come back. Yes, it's bad. But anyway, it's on the video. I'm surprised you hadn't seen that. Maybe next time we get together, I'll bring that video and we'll take a peek at it.
That would be so fun.
I've got such a lovely voice.
Ooh.
What?
It could be sooner than you think. That's... for all of us to reunionize?
How about reunite?
Reunite!
Why? Are you coming up north?
Well, so Jill and Steve took about a week. Not this past week, but the week before.
Uh-huh.
They were out in Richmond, narrowing down neighborhoods and schools.
Oh, that's neat. That's very
cool. It's happening. It's this summer for sure.
That's excellent.
So we're already... We've already planned it, so there's going to be lots of up that way.
Cool. Oh, that's great.
Visitations and stuff.
Can't wait to see you guys. That'd be fun. Liz Cardoza writes, Katie, F, Mary, Kill, Rob, Mike, Oscar.
I refuse to answer that question.
You know,
but I know what I would do.
You know how when you flip a light switch in your house and all you expect is for the light to come on? It's just understood, right? That's what I love about you. Because sometimes I can just flip a switch and the light comes on. Stephen T. Miller, we are so of one mind. That's what's marvelous. Dick York or Dick Sargent? The two Darrens on Bewitched.
Oh, the first one.
Absolutely, Dick York. I agree. You 100%. You see, flip the switch, light comes on.
I'm with you, Spiewak.
I'm with you. And you have relieved the pressure in my T-zone. last question. Did you do anything for the Final Four? Not the Final Four, but the March Madness stuff? Did you do any of that?
It's happening now, Rob.
Yeah, I know. Did you fill out a bracket?
Oh, I was like, I've been watching basketball for, what do you, oh, did I felt, no, I didn't. There was one that went around at work.
Right.
But I don't know, for me, it's kind of weird because we all work remotely. I just wasn't into it.
Yeah, VCU came in second at their first game. So anyway, Jason Wickland writes.
You and I were texting during the game.
Yes, yes. I said, they're basketballing. You said,
oh!
You said, you don't even know what you're doing.
Rob, what? Did you watch the Goldbergs?
They listen to our show. 100%.
They listen to our show!
We got our eye on you, Goldbergs.
How did we not talk about this?
Because we have another show to do next week.
Rob, the Goldbergs, the whole episode was about us.
I know. This Is Us is about us on the Goldbergs. What? I know what you mean. There was a lot of references on the Goldbergs that were directly traceable to our show. So Goldbergs, we're watching you.
Okay, so we're going to have another show this week.
Yes.
We are going to detective work.
You prepare it, and I'll be ready to back you up.
My inner Jessica Fletcher.
Oh boy, yes.
Is on the case.
Typewriter, push down the steps. Hold you. That's good. All right, stop that. Final question. Jason Wicklund, great supporter of all things on the More Network, writes, how do your brackets look? Well, I'll be honest with you. Great, and the shelves have never looked more level. So,
I always fill out at least one bracket. I just didn't do it this year.
VCU, come on, man. You were never even in a game. It's almost like you're not a very good school. Almost.
They have a couple famous people that came from there. Rob Spiewak.
Steven First. You know, Flounder from Animal House. Brad and I tried really hard when we went there to say that porn star Joey...
I thought you were going to say Flounder from the Elliot show, and I was like, I like him. Flounder's great.
But no, it's Steven First. But when Brad...
Now I know who you're talking about.
When Brad and I were going to VCU, we tried to start a rumor that porn star Joey Silvera graduated from VCU.
Why is that the rumor you would try to start?
We were drinking.
Shocker.
But every time we drank, we said, you know, we got to work on our rumor. Like, it was like finishing an addition to the house or something. Like something we really had to do. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
The first thing you should have worked on was the rumor that you chose.
Well, what I should have done is tried to do a rumor that Rob Spiewak did not go to VCU. Quash that rumor. It's a fine school.
Fine institution.
Look for my statue on Monument Avenue. It's an ice sculpture. Beautiful. More popular in the wintertime. Thank you to Oscar and Mike and Pony for allowing us to do this fine effort every week.
Judd, honey.
What's the matter? He's sad?
He hopped up on the... I have my soundproof curtains.
Yes.
So would you call those open or closed? I have them...
I would
covering
say...
Covering the window.
Okay, yeah, but anyway, did he...
The love seat is scooted out from the wall just a little bit to allow me to
have
the curtains open. No, he just ran smack into the window.
Smart boy. VCU graduate.
So strong.
VCU graduate Judd Von Herman. Thank you, Mike. Oscar Pony. Thank you, the listener. We appreciate it. We'll come back. We'll do it soon. Talk about how the Goldbergs are stealing all our bits. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Robbie.
We'll do it again next time. So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
But why kickball?
Because Dan has kickball practice today.
He's sick.
I don't think he's going to participate, but he is going to walk over. It's at the park down the street.
He's not well.
I don't think he can participate. But at the very least, he can return the dishes.
I hope the kickball doesn't land in the crock pot.
Oh, no.
Because it would have to stay in there at least 8 hours until it was done.
They'd be talking about it on like the entire league. Did you guys hear about the kickball in the crock pot?
It was so tender when he got it out.
It's craft beer kickball.
Does it have slices of American cheese? Is it that kind of craft beer?
No. Not
baby marshmallows?
Not like macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no. Craft with a C.
With a C, you know, when they...
Yes, because special, Dan is crafty. Bruce. He gets around.
He's crafty.
Do they drink a lot and then play kickball? The answer is yes.
There's drinking as the games are being played.
So you don't have to get a snootful and then play kickball. You drink while you kick the ball. Do you run with a beer in your hand?
No, I don't think. I think that's frowned upon. Some people take it very seriously. Danny sent me pictures of like some of the other teams and everything, and I was scrolling through, and I told Dan, this is when he was really sick, and he's like, I can't believe I'm missing our first game. And I was like, Dan, I think you're fine. These people look really fit.
Do they use a round playground kickball?
What other would you? There's actually like regulation.
I didn't mean round. I meant red. Round, of course.
Okay, so that's the funny thing. They've been practicing with like the standard red.
Yeah, playground kickball.
Yes. I guess there's an actual like league type ball. It's and it's yellow.
Look who's here.
Hi.
I don't see myself.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me go back.
My nose is running.
You making your nose pretty for me?
I was trying to get the snot out of it, so I guess so.
So the kickball, the official kickball is yellow?
Yeah.
Why? For nighttime play? This is what we need, is a nighttime craft beer, drunken, play in the dark kickball league. That
yeah,
Dan,
I don't think Dan is, I don't see him being participatory today.
But Dan just goes there to support because he cheated death.
Yes.
He's better?
I mean, every day he's a little bit better. He's not 100%. Like, he
but
is
that's
lame.
Been the case in the whole marriage, hasn't it?
A little bit better every day.
He is getting great.
Today we hung draperies.
Are they well hung?
In the boudoir.
Oh, so. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Sex curtains. That is so much dirtier sounding than I meant it to be. My apologies.
It got really weird.
It did. But remember, if you do that by yourself, it could make a Venetian blind.